Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nazir Daf Nun Vav. We are holding on Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis. We are at Masiv Rami Bar Chama, two lines from the end of the page. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and Le'ilu Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha La'ashalom. It is also sponsored in honor of the wedding of my Talmud, Roi Kohanim, to his wife, Talia, by their sister, Mayan. I got to meet the Chasana and Kala last night at a different Chasana. So Mazel Tov to Roi and Talia, and we thank Mayan very much for the sponsorship. So today what we're going to discuss is the following. We have two more challenges to Rav Chista. Remember, Rav Chista is the one that said in yesterday's daf that we had Amar Rav Chista on Amar Aleph, on yesterday's Amar Aleph, that Lo Shanu Ela B'Nezirus Mu'etas, Av B'Nezirus Meruba, Mislok Nami Salkinlei. That the whole idea that the Yemei Mitzaraas don't count toward the Nezirus is only when you're dealing with the 30-day Nezirus. But if you have a much longer Nezirus, the days of the Tzara'as will count toward the days of Nezirus as well. So that was Rav Chista's statement. We had one challenge to Rav Chista yesterday. We're going to have two more challenges to Rav Chista today. In the second challenge to Rav Chista, the one that Rav Ashi challenges Rav Chista, he's going to also address, through the challenge, he's going to address how the different levels of Tzara'as, the different stages, rather, of Tzara'as are treated during Nezirus. There's Yimei Chiluto, there's Yimei Sifro, there's Yimei Heskero. So we're going to talk about what each of those mean and how they're each related to during the Nezirus. Then on Amud Beis, the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to talk about entering the Beis HaMikdash if a person is Tamei with one of the Tumas that a Nazir is not Megaleachan. Certainly if a person enters the Beis HaMikdash after he became Tamei with the type of Tumah that's so strong that a Nazir would even be Megaleachan, so then certainly he's Chayiv Mishum Bias Migdash, right? Certainly that would be that would require a Chiyuv. If he did it B'mezid, he'd be Chayiv Karis, he'd be Chayiv Karban if he did it B'shogeg. But what if he entered into the Beis HaMikdash after becoming Tamei with a weaker form of Tumah, with one of the types of Tumah that a Nazir is not Megaleachan? The Gemara is just going to note that the way that Halacha is quoted in the Mishnah seems to be that it's that we're missing some stages, because when the teaching was something that was apparently passed down through many generations, or through Rebbe to Talmud to Rebbe to Talmud to Talmud to Talmud to Talmud, through the generations. So the Gemara is going to talk about when you have such a chain of a Masorah of people that taught something and you want to quote the Halacha, how many of those names are you supposed to quote, right? Are you supposed to go all the way up the chain, only quote the last guy, only quote the first guy? How exactly are you supposed to go through the citation? And then the last Mishnah of the Perek, because this is the last fold off of the Perek, the last Mishnah of the Perek on the very bottom of Amud Beis is going to talk about whether a Nazir is Megaleach when he touches or carries a Revias Dam. Certainly Revias Dam is Mitame Ba'ol, but we learned that he's not Megaleach on being in an Ohel with a Revias Dam. But what about Maga or Masa of a Revias Dam? Would a Nazir be Megaleach on that? The Mishnah is going to suggest the Kal V'Chomer, it's going to reject the Kal V'Chomer. The Gemara is going to discuss what the details of that rejection of the Kal V'Chomer are, and that brings us all the way to the end of the seventh Perek of Nazir. We'll see if we get all the way there today. So let's start Masiv Rami Bar Chama on the bottom of Nun Hayam Rebeis to understand Rami Bar Chama's challenge. Again, Rami Bar Chama is challenging Rav Chista. Rav Chista is the one that said that when you have a Nezirus Meruba, when you have a much longer Nezirus, part of the days of your Tzara'as can count toward the days of your Nezirus. So Rami Bar Chama is going to challenge from a situation where a person is a Nazir, but he's not sure, did he just become a Metzora? He's not sure, did he just become Tamei Lemeis? He has lots of svekos. So how do you balance out all the svekos to make sure that he's fulfilling all of his responsibilities? So in order to really understand the various sensitivities of what he has to do in order to get through his Safek Tuma, his Safek Tzara'as, and his Nezirus, and all of those things, there are a few halachos we need to remind ourselves of. First of all, we need to remind ourselves what the various karbanos are for a Nazir and a Metzora. A Nazir Tahar at the conclusion of his Nazirus, before he does his Giluach, brings three Karbanos. He brings a Kivsa L'chatos, a Keves L'yola, and an Ayil for a Karban Shlamim. If a Nazir became Tamei, once he's Mitar himself, he by doing Hazah, Shlishi, Ushvi, like any Tamei Meis, would be Mitar himself. On the eighth day, he brings Shtei Sorim, or Shnei B'nei Yona, one of which is an Ola, the other one is a Chatas, and he brings a Keves L'yasham, and then he goes and he counts his Naziris Tara all over again. A Mitzora Muchlat, when a Mitzora is an absolute Mitzora, when he's cured of his Tzaraas, he brings two birds, and then on the Machras Yimei Sifro, on day eight of his Refuah, he brings a Keves Liasham, a Kivsa Lechatos, and a Keves Liola, and if he could afford it, and if he's poor, he brings Shtei Sarim or Shnei B'nei Yona, Lechatos Liola. So a full range of different Karbanos for Nazir Tameh, and Nazir Tahar, a Mitzora. Then another Halacha is that when it comes to the mitzvah of tiglachas, there are actually four different types of tiglachas mitzvah that we have in the Torah. Two that we find by Nazirus, one by tiglachas tara at the end of his Nazirus, after he brings his karban tara. One is a tiglachas tuma if he becomes tame during his Nazirus, so when he's mitar himself from his tuma, he brings a karban tuma and he's migaleach. Those two tiglachos that he have by a nazir, whether it be a nazir tara at the conclusion of his Nazirus, or Nazir Tamei, when he's Mitar himself, is just a Teglachas HaRosh. They just shave the person's head. By a Mitzora, you also have two Teglachos. One after the Kohen is Mitar, you have two Teglachos, both after the Kohen is Mitar him. One right away when the Kohen is Mitar him, he brings Shtei Tziporim, Eitzarez Ushnitolas, Umigaleach, and then 7 days later, after the first Teglachas, he's Migaleach again, and the day after the Teglachas, he brings his Karbanos Tarah Shel Mitzora. The two Teglachos of Mitzora are different than the two Teglachos of a Nazir, in that a Mitzora shaves his entire body, not just his hair, but every hair on his body. Another halacha, that a Teglachos Mitzora does not count toward a Teglachas Nazir. That if the guy says, well, Yesh B'chal Masayim Mana, you know, if a Nazir only has to be Megaleach his head, and I'm being Megaleach everything, you might think that the Teglachas Mitzora counts for his Teglachas of Nazir. If he's a Nazir Mitzora, it doesn't work. That doing the Teglachas Mitzora doesn't work toward the Nazirus, or vice versa, obviously. Now, Teglachas Mitzora is Docha the Nazirus, because if it doesn't count toward the Teglachas of the Nazirus, so it's Docha the Nazirus, even in the middle of his Nazirus. But a Suffolk Tzara'as is not Docha Avadai Nazirus, because a Suffolk Asay of Teglachas Mitzora is not going to be Docha the Isser Vadai of Giluach Nazir. Meaning, if the guy's not sure if he has Tzara'as, he can't go and do that Giluach, because it's, and he's a Nazir, he can't go and do that Giluach, because that's a violation of his Nazirus, and he knows he's a Nazir. So with that backdrop, you don't really need all of that, but with that backdrop, let's see the challenge of Rami Bar Chama. So Masav Rami Bar Chama. So Rami Bar Chama challenges Rav Chista that we have a Mishnah that we're going to see in a few days from now, that if a person is mekabel upon himself Nazir, he's a Nazir for Shloshim Yom, and then on the very first day of his Nazirus, he has two Sveikos that arise. Number one, Shoyet Tameh B'Safek, that maybe he became Tameh to a mace, and if he became Tamei to a mace, he'd have to go through a whole Tara process, and then after that Tara process, he need to be Megaleach and start counting his Nazirus anew. But he's not sure that he's Tamei the mace, so he doesn't know if he's supposed to immediately start embarking on a Tara process and shaving and redoing the Nazirus. He might still be a Nazir Tahar. Umuchlat b'safek. Then he has another Safek, that maybe he's a Mitzora Muchlat, where he has to be Megaleach when he becomes Tahar, and so now he finds himself in a situation where he's one of three things. He's either a Nazir Tahar, he's a Nazir Tamei, or he's a Mitzora, right? So he's not sure what he is. So the halacha is Ochel B'Kadshim L'Chashishim Yom. He needs to wait 60 days till he could eat Kadshim, and V'Shos Yayinim Tamei L'Meisim L'Chameyev Esrim Yom. And he's not allowed to violate any Nazirus halachos. He's not allowed to drink wine or be Tamei L'Meisim for 120 days. How do you explain that? So why can he eat kachim 60 days later? Because he counts 30 days, and at the end of those 30 days, he's megaleach mishum shlosha sveikos, right? Maybe he's a nazir tahar, and he has to be megaleach at the conclusion of his nazirus. So at the end of 30 days, he does a giluach, which might be his giluach that just finishes off his nazirus. If he's not a mitzora and he's not tamei lemeis, so then he's just finishing his nazirus, right? Maybe he became tamei and he has to be megaleach in order to start his nazirus tara, and maybe he's a mitzora and he has to do the teglachas rishona that a mitzora has to do after he finishes his period of tzaras, and then he counts another 30 days because there are two sveikos left. Maybe he's a nazir tahar because maybe initially he was tameh, so the first shaving, the first 30 days concluded that nazirus tuma and set him forth on a nazirus tara. So now 60 days later, maybe he's a nazir tahar, and maybe he was a mitzora, and now he has to do the second giluach that a mitzora has to do at the end of Yimei Safro, and he has to bring his karbanos, and then he's allowed to eat kachim, because now he knows that he's no longer a mitzora, and he's no longer a nazir tameh, right? So now he knows that he's allowed to eat kachim. However, he's still not allowed to drink wine or be matamin lemesim, because it could be that the two to teglachos that he already did were teglachos of a mitzora, and if they were the teglachos of a mitzora, then he's only now able to be a nazir tahar. So now he's still a nazir, and then he's going to have to wait 120 days to drink wine to be matamin lemesim, because after an additional 30 days, which is 90 days after the beginning, he does a third giluach, either mishum naziris tara or mishum naziris tuma, and he brings his karbanos. Meaning, once he, if the first two giluachs were both for tzara'as, so then but he still might be a nazir tameh. He never took care of that. So now he's going to have to do a giluach for the nazirus tumah, and he's going to have to bring his karbanos. And since there's still the safek, then maybe the first two teglachos were because of mitzora mukhlat, and the third teglachos was mishum nazir tameh. So now he needs another 30 days for his nazirus tara, and he brings his karbanos. And after then, he's allowed to drink wine and be matamei in the basin. So it takes 120 days till he can solve all of these sfeikos, that the first two giluachs after day 30, day 60 might be for the sake of the tzara'as, the giluach on day 90 might be to address his nazirus tuma, and then the giluach on day 120 finally might have finally addressed his nazirus tahara. V'tani Allah, and the Tosefta says about this Mishnah, Bamed varmamurim, when do we say that he's allowed to eat kachem only after 60 days and he's allowed to drink wine only after 120 days, or not only, but after 60 and after 120, that's going to be enough. That's only been Nazirus Muetas. That's only if his original Nazirus was a 30-day Nazirus. Avul ben Nazirus Bashana, but if he was Makabel a year-long Nazirus, and at the beginning of that first year, he had these Sveikos, maybe I'm a Mitzora, maybe I'm a Nazir Tamei, but without knowing for sure whether he's a Mitzora or Nazir Tamei, then Ochel B'Kachim Lachar Shtei Shanim, then he needs to wait 2 years to eat Kachim, because he has to go through a full year. At the end of that year, he's Megaleach, because it might be the conclusion of a Nazirus Tara. He doesn't know that he's Tamei, he doesn't know that he's a Mitzora. So that first year might have been a Nazirus Tara, so he has to wait a full year in order to do the Teglachas. And then he goes and counts another year, and he's Megaleach then as well. Again, either because the first Giluach was for Nazirus Tuma, and now he just observed Nazirus Tara, or the first Giluach was Giluach Rishona Shal Mitzora, and now he's doing Giluach Shnia Shal Mitzora, and then he's allowed to eat Kachim, because now at least he knows he's not a Mitzora, so now he's allowed to eat kachim, but he's still not allowed to drink wine or be matamin the mesim, because there still might be a suffix that the two teglachos that he did were because of a mitzora, and memela now he's a nazir. V'shosiyayin matamin mesim la'achar arba shanim, and he could only drink wine and be matamin the mesim 4 years later, just like in Nazirus Muates, he's allowed to drink wine and be matamin the mesim after 120 days, after four periods of time, until he's vadai mekayim the Nazirus Tara. So too, he has to wait a third year in case the first two teglachos were for Mitzora. So the third year is going to be for Nazirus Tuma, and the fourth year for Nazirus Tara. So says the Gemara, but wait a second, now we finally get to the challenge. To Rav Chista, if you're going to assume like Rav Chista, that when you have a long Nazirus, the Yemei Chiluto count toward the Nazirus Tara, Tiski le b'shalosh shanim v'shloshim yom, then it should be enough to have 3 years and 30 days in order for him to be allowed to drink wine and be in the time of the mason. The first 2 years, like you said, because of safek mitzora, but then another 30 days, mimanav shach, if he's a nazir tahar, according to Rav Chista, since he's mekabel nazirus meruba, the days of his tzaras counted toward that year of his nazirus, and therefore the second year counted also toward the nazirus. And since he was megaleach at the end of the second year, for the sake of his tzaras, he needs to wait another 30 days just to have enough hair growth to do a giluach of nazirus. But he already went through a whole year of Nazirus. It's just a technicality that he couldn't do the Giluach, so he needs to wait another 30 days. And if he's a Nazir Tameh and he still was not Mekayim the Nazirus Tara, so that would be enough time in order to be Metaher. But since it's still a Suffolk that maybe he was a Mitzara Mukhlat and he was also Tameh, and that's what the first three Giluachs were for, so he has to count another year for the sake of Nazirus Tahara. Because if he was a Nazir Tameh, then nothing counted yet. If he was still Tameh, if he was still a Nazir Tameh and he never did a Giluach for that, so that he still needs one more year for a Nazirus Tara. But the Mishnah says Beferish, not 3 years and 30 days. It says Beferish 4 years. So you see that Yemei Tzarato don't count toward the Yemei Nazirus, even by a Nazirus Meruba, and that's therefore a challenge to Rav Chista. And the Gemara leaves it. The Gemara leaves it as a challenge on Rav Chista. So now the Gemara says, and we have another challenge to Rav Chista. Va'od Masav Rav Ashi. It says by Nazir Tameh that the Pasuk says Beferish Vayamarishonim Yiplu. When the Nazir becomes Tameh, we say whatever he counted up until that point falls away. It's as if it never happened. So the Tumah is completely Soser, the Yemei Nazirus that he counted up until that point. So it doesn't count toward his Nazirus, but Yemei Chiluto. When a person becomes a Mitzora during his Nazirus, Minayin, how do I know that that doesn't count toward his Nazirus? So Vidinu, we learn it from a Memetzinu, that normally Vidinu means a Kal V'chomer, but over here it seems to be that it's not a Kal V'chomer, it's a Memetzinu, that Yemei Tumah Megaleach Umevi Karban, that Yemei Tumah, a person is Megaleach and he brings a Karban of an Ashim Nazir Tameh, the Yemei Chiluto, and if a person becomes a Mitzora Mukhlat after he gets healed from his Tzaras, Megaleach, maybe Karban. He also has to be Megaleach, and he brings an Asham Mitzora. So just like they have those same dinim that they're both a Nazir Tameh and a Mitzora Mukhlat have to do a Giluach, and they have to bring a Karban. So my Yemei Tumaso ain olun lo min aminyan. So just like when he becomes Tameh, the days that he was Tameh, the days that he counted prior to becoming Tameh, don't count toward his Nazirus. Af Yemei Chiluto, so too the days of that he counted prior to being a Mitzora, Ein Ola Min HaMinyan, should not count toward his Nazirus. So says Gemara, lo, we cannot make this comparison. We cannot learn the dinim of Yemei Chiluto from the dinim of Yemei Tumaso. And Marti Yemei Tumaso, if you're going to tell me Yemei Tumaso, that they don't count toward the Yemei Nazirus, Shekem Vatba, meaning what are we trying to learn from Yemei Tumaso to Yemei Chiluto? That the days themselves, the days that he's Tamek, don't count to the Nazirus, so the days of the Tzaras shouldn't count to the Nazirus. So Gemara says, you can't make that equation because we know something else where Yemei Tumah are more chomer than Yemei Chiluto. You're trying to tell me that Yemei Tumah and Yemei Chiluto have the same dinim. How do you know they have the same dinim? Because it requires the same basic Giluach and Karban. But they don't have the same dinim. In Marti Bimei Tumaso, Shekin Mevatel Ben Asakodmim. When a person becomes a Nazir Tameh, it's so sir all the previous days that he had already counted toward his Nazirus. So obviously then the days that he's actually Tameh are not going to count toward the Nazirus. It even ruined the prior days of his Nazirus. You want to tell me that the Yemei Chiluto should not either count toward the Nazirus, but the Yemei Chiluto are not Mevatel the prior days of the Nazirus? So we're back to the question. How do you know that Yemei Chiluto don't count the days themselves where he is a Mitzora Mukhlat, don't count toward the Nazirus? So again, we tried to learn that Yemei Chiluto don't count toward the Nazirus because Yemei Tumah don't count toward the Nazirus. But then we said, no, we know for sure Yemei Tumah are more chamor than Yemei Chiluto because Yemei Tumah, not only do they not count, they're soser the prior days. Yemei Chiluto are definitely not soser the prior days. So the Gemara says, okay, we have to learn it. We didn't learn it from a Memetzinu. We'll have to learn it from a Kal V'chomer. So Marta Kal V'chomer, that maybe we could derive from a Kal V'chomer. Omer. Uman nazir bekever. If a person is mekabel nazirus while he is in a beis hakvaros, shesa'ara roi l'teglachas nazirus, where his hair is rotway for the teglachas nazirus tara, meaning he doesn't have to be megaleach his hair for nazir tame before he began to ever be knowing his nazirus tara. He leaves it 30 days in his megaleach like a nazir tar, and he's not chayiv a korban for that tuma, and ein olin lo, still while he's in the ein olin lo min aminyan, while he's in the beis hakvaros, it doesn't count toward the nazirus tara, but when he leaves the beis hakvaros, he can start counting toward the nazirus. Yimei chiluto she'ein sa'aro ra'oi l'teglachas nazirus. The yimei chiluto, which the hair is not going to be ra'oi to be used for the teglachas nazirus tara, because he's going to have to shave that hair because of his tzaras, and he has to bring a karban for the tumas tzaras. So lo kolshkein should all the more so not count toward the nazirus. Meaning, a guy becomes a nazir in the beis hakvaros, so long as he's in the beis hakvaros, those days don't count toward his nazirus, even though the hair that's on his head is going to be the very hair that he's megaleach for the nazirus tara. So when you have a mitzvah muchlat where the hair that's on his head is not the hair that you're going to be megaleach for the nazirus tara, so all the more so the days that he's a mitzvah should not count toward the nazirus. So from there we see that yimei chiluto do not count toward the yimei nazirus. But then the Gemara goes on to darshan, how do I know that the 7 days that the mitzvah counts are not ola to the minyan nazirus? Ainli al yimei chiluto. I only see from there that yimei chiluto don't count toward the nazirus tara. Yimei safro minayin. How do I know that the yimei safro don't count toward the nazirus tahara? The Tosfos and the Rashi ask, why don't we learn the yimei safro don't count toward the nazirus from a kal v'chomer from a nazir bekever? That even though a nazir bekever's hair is ra'oi for the teglachas tara, the yimei tuma don't count toward the nazirus. Just like we had the same kal v'chomer we had with yimei chiluto. So it happens to be the Sifri, which is the source of this brisa that the Gemara quoted, that we learn Yimei Chiluto from the Kal V'Chomer of Nazir Bekever, concludes with Hu Adin LeYimei Safro, meaning that which Yimei Safro don't count toward Yimei Nazirus is the very same Kal V'Chomer from Nazir Bekever. So that makes the Kasha of the Rishonim stronger in a certain sense. How come the Gemara doesn't say that? Because it is, meaning it's definitely good, it definitely works, because the Sifri, which is the basis of this brisa, actually says that kal v'chomer, but the Rishonim about why the Gemara didn't say that. But anyway, so the Gemara says, "Einli al yimei chiluto, yimei safro minayin." How do I know that yimei safro don't count toward the nazirus v'dinu? So we can learn it from a mematzinu. My yimei chiluto ta'un teglachas. Yimei chiluto is going to require teglachas after he's nisrapi from his tzaras. Af yimei safro, so too the yimei safro requires teglachas after he counts the 7 days. And just like they have the same din when it comes to teglachas, so maybe they should have the same din as follows. Meaning, once I know from the kal v'chomer that yimei chiluto is not ola l'minyan nazirus, so I can make a memetzinu that whatever applies to yimei chiluto applies to yimei safro as well. That if yimei chiluto don't count toward the nazirus, yimei safro does not count toward the nazirus either. So that now says the Gemara, okay, but what about yimei heskero? Yimei heskero are the days that they close off the mitzvah before he becomes a mitzvah muchlat. Sometimes the Kohen closes him off for 7 days, quarantines him for 7 days, and afterwards, if the nega did not spread, he's mitarim right away, and if the nega did spread, he's mitamim right away. If after 7 days the nega remains just as strong, he's soger him for another 7 days. So all of those quarantine days where they're waiting to see how the skin discoloration is going to react, how it's going to develop. So what about those days? So Yachal Af Yimei Eskero Kein. I may think that Yimei Eskero also should not count toward the Nazirus Vadinosein, and I should be able to learn that from Memetzinu as well, that just like they have the same din as far as Tumah is concerned, that Chalut is Metame Mishkav Moshav, Metzora Muchlat is Metame anything with Mishkav Moshav, Yimei Eskero Metame Mishkav Moshav, and we know that Yimei Eskero is also Metame Mishkav Moshav, so they have the same din as far as Tumah. So therefore, im lamadta the yimei chiluto shein ol min aminyan, af meskeira in ol min aminyan. So therefore, it makes sense that if yimei chiluto don't count toward the nazirus, then yimei eskeira should also not count toward the nazirus. But we could reject that mematzinu amit lo. We can't necessarily learn from Yimei Chilutzah to Yimei Eskero, that Yimei Eskero should not count toward the Minyan Nezirus, because the Mamart of Yimei Chilutzah don't count toward the Nezirus, Shekein Chilutzah Ta'un Tiglachas Umevi Karban, because Chilutzah, afterwards you're going to have to do a Giluach and you have to bring a Karban. They're like the days of Tumah, Leficha Chein Olin. Therefore, since they're clearly days of full-fledged Tumah, where you need a Tiglachas and a Karban at the end, so that's why those days aren't going to count toward your Nezirus. But Tomer B'Yimei Eskero, but when it comes to Yimei Eskero, she'einton teglachas, ve'einu mevi karban. You don't need a teglachas, you don't have to bring a karban. So l'fichachalu l'minyan, you see that they're not as intense. The Tumah of Yimei Eskero are not as intense, and therefore maybe they should count toward the Nezirus. So the Sufri concludes, mikan amru, Yimei Safro v'Yimei Gamro, ein ol lemin aminin aval yimei azav vazav vesgeiro shom mitzora harei lo olim lo. While it's true that you may suffro and you may gumro of a mitzora don't count toward the minyan nezirus, but if a nazir becomes a zav or a zava or even you may eskeiro, even if he has to be quarantined, that will count toward the minyan nezirus, because all of those things do not require tiglachas plus karban. And anytime you don't require tiglachas plus karban, so those days are going to count toward the Nezirus. So why do we have all this? This is all one long way of asking another challenge to Rav Chistus. Rav Ashi concludes his challenge as follows. Katani Mias, we just learned, Lo Mamarti Bimei Tumah Shekein Mevatel Be'enes HaKodmin. We said that Yimei Tumah of a Nazir is Mevatel, if he becomes Tamei, it's Soser, the prior Nezirus. So Kol Shekein, it's not going to be Ola to the Minyan Nezir. I mean, that was at the very beginning of this drasha. That's how this all started. So, right, because Rav Ashi started his challenge by quoting the Sifri, which said that Ein Li Eli Yimei Tumah, that's Ein, how do I know Yimei Chiluto are not all the minions? So we made a comparison to Yimei Tumah and Yimei Chiluto. So we said, no, you can't compare Yimei Tumah to Yimei Chiluto, because Yimei Tumah are more intense because they're Mevatel prior days of Nezirus that you've already counted. Whereas becoming a Metzora is not Mevatel prior days that you've already counted. So going back to that line, before we even touched, you know, Yimei Sifro and Yimei Heskero, when we were just comparing Yimei Chiluto to Yimei Tumah. So Katani Mias had said, Lo Mamarti Bimei Tumah, Shekin Mevatel Ben HaSakodbin, that when it came to Yimei Tumah, it's even Mevatel the days that you've already counted toward the Nezirus, Tomer Bimei Chiluto, but by Yimei Chiluto, it's not Mevatel as HaKodmim. So it counts, maybe that should, the Yimei Chiluto themselves also should count toward the Nezirus. So Bimei, what type of Nezirus are we talking about? If it's a Nezirus Muetas, it's a 30-day Nezirus, that when he became a Metzora, until the end of his Nezirus, the whole thing is only 30 days, how can we say that the Yimei Chiluto should count toward the Nezirus? Habin and Gidel Seir. There's a technical problem. In order to get to the end of the Nezirus, he needs 30 days of hair growth at the end of the Nezirus before he could do a Giluach. So since he does a Giluach as part of his healing from Tzora'as, he's not going to have 30 days until the end of his Nezirus. Elulav b'Nezirus Meruba. It must be that we're talking about that he was Mekabel and Nezirus for a long period of time, longer than 30 days, and that even after he's Megaleach from his Tzora'as, he'll have 30 days of Nezirus left. The Katani. And yet the Sifri still says that even by Nezirus, the days that he was a Metzora Mukhlat do not count toward the Nezirus. So you see that Yimei Chiluto, the Yimei Chiluto that are in excess of the 30 remaining days of his Nezirus do not count toward the Yimei Nezirus, and that's Akasha on Rav Chista. So it says Mar, Shema Mina. So we see that the halacha is not like Rav Chista, meaning we have three challenges from Rav Chista, one in yesterday's daf, two in today's daf. The one in yesterday's daf we were able to answer, but the two in today's daf we were not able to answer. So we see we taka reject the shita of Rav Chista, and we instead say that even when it comes to a Nezirus Merubah, the Yimei Mitzora do not count toward the Nezirus. Period. Now we move on to the next Mishnah. So this Mishnah talks about, we had just spoken about all the types of Tumah that a Nazir is Megaleach on, and then some weaker forms of Tumah that are Mitamei a person, even Tumas Meis, and some of them even Midaraisa, but a Nazir is not Megaleach on those Tumos. So this Mishnah says, okay, what if you have those Tumos and then you go into the Beis HaMikdash? Are you Chayiv for going into the Beis HaMikdash B'Tumah? So, Amar Rabbi Lazar Mishum Rabbi Shua. Kol tumah min ames she nazir megaleach aleha. Any tumah min ames that a nazir is megaleach on, meaning all of those tumas that we had in the Mishnah back on Daf Mem test, that if a nazir becomes tummy in one of those ways, it's so sid the nazirus that he counted up until that point, and he needs a giluach and a carbon tumah, and he has to start the nazirus all over again. So chayav nalal bias migdash. If a person has one of those types of tumah and he enters the base of migdash with one of those types of tumah, he's chayav kares if he did it b'mezid, he's chayav a carbon if he did it b'shogeg. But all the types of tumah that we mentioned on Daf Nun Dalid, that if a nazir becomes tameh with one of those types of tumah, it's not going to be soser that which he counted up until that point, and he's not megaleach, and he's not going to have to bring a korban tumah. Then ein chayav aleha al bias migdash. A person who enters the base of migdash with one of those types of tumah is not going to be chayav kares if he did it b'mezid, nor is he chayav a korban if he did it b'shogeg. So that is shita number one. Rabbi Eliezer says the Mishnah. Amr Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir disagrees. He says lo tezo. This person who has a tumah that a nazir is not megaleach aleha, but it's a tumas mace that he has, should not be any more kal than someone who has tumas sheretz. A person becomes tummy from a sheretz and goes into the base of Mikdash while he's still tummy from a sheretz is chayev kares, even though a nazir wouldn't be megaleach on tumas sheretz, obviously. So someone who becomes tummy with one of these types of tumas that we mentioned in the Mishnah Daf Nun Dalid, where a nazir is not megaleach on, he should still be chayev kares if he goes into the base of Mikdash like that. So we should learn from Tumah Sheretz that even lighter forms of Tumah, if you go into the Beis Hamikdash, you chayv kares. If you do it, b'mezid. So now so that's the machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara focuses on an interesting point within the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that Rabbi Lazar was quoting Rabbi Yoshua. So Rabbi Yoshua Stam is Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya. So the Gemara, right, it was Amar Rabbi Eliezer Mishum Rabbi Yoshua. That's how the Mishnah started. That Rabbi Lazar was quoting Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya. So says Gemara, Rabbi Lazar Mishum Rabbi Yoshua. Gamala, really? Rabbi Eliezer learned this from Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya? That you're not chayv on Bias Mikdash for a tumah that a nazir is not Megalecha on? From Mishum Rabbi Yoshua Bar Mamo Gamala. He didn't learn it from Rabbi Yoshua Stam. He learned this from Rabbi Yeshua Bar Mamal. Where do we see that he learned from Rabbi Yeshua Bar Mamal? Titania, the Braisa tells us, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Kishalachti La'irdaskia, that's the name of a place, Matzasius Rabbi Yeshua Ben Petar Rosh. I saw Rabbi Yeshua Ben Petar Rosh. That was the name of his father, Petar Rosh. Shayoshe Vidan Lufnei Rabbi Meir Ba'alacha, who was discussing halacha in front of Rabbi Meir, and he said the following idea. That was the teaching that Rabbi Eliezer quoted from Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah and our Malon. Rabbi Meir said to him, "Al teizo kal misheretz." No, this tumah can't be more kal than tumas sheretz. So amarti lo. So I said to Rabbi Meir, Klumatabaki Rabbi Yeshua Bar Mamal, do you know that this is a very big Talmud Chacham? This Rabbi Yeshua, do you know about Rabbi Yeshua Bar Mamal, who's a huge Talmud Chacham? Amrli Hain, he says, yeah, I know all about it. So I said to Rabbi Meir, Kach Amrli Rabbi Yeshua Bar Mamal Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, that Rabbi Yeshua Bar Mamal said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua Ben Chananya, Kol Tum Min Ames Shein Nazim Megaleich Ale Chayav Nala Mishum Bias Mikdash, Kol Tum Ames Shein Nazim Megaleich Ale Chayav Nala Mishum Bias Mikdash, Kol Tum Ames Shein Nazim Megaleich Ale. That he said this rule that Tum Min Ames that a nazir is megaleach on, you're chayv for Bias Mikdash. If a nazir is not megaleach on, you're not chayv for Bias Mikdash. Having Mishum Rabbi Yeshua Bar Mamal Gamerla. So you see that from this brisa that Rabbi Eliezer heard this din from Rabbi Yeshua Bar Mamal, and he heard it from Rabbi Yeshua Ben Chananya. So why does the Tana in our Mishnah say that Rabbi Eliezer says this din in the name of Rabbi Yeshua Ben Chananya, and it skips out on the middleman? So yeah, it originated with Rabbi Yeshua Ben Chananya, but Rabbi Eliezer heard it from Rabbi Yeshua Bar Mamal, who in turn heard it from Rabbi Yeshua Ben Chananya. So says Gemara, Amru Shema Mina. You see something important from our Mishnah called Shmaitza Demesam Beit Lasa. Any teaching that was said in front of, with three people in the chain, Kadmayu Basra Yamrinan Mitziyayin Lo Amrinan, the Dvar Alacha that said in the Beis Medrash in the name of many Tanoim or Amoraim, Ishmi Pi Ish, you can mention the first Bal Meimra and the last last one who you heard it from in the Beis Medrash, and you don't have to mention all of the Tanaim or Amoraim that were along that chain. So it doesn't mention Rabbi Shua Bar Mamal in the Mishnah. So if you heard in a shir that the rabbi quoted a Piskei Tshuva, quotes the Nadi Yehuda, so you can say, oh, the rabbi quoted a Nadi Yehuda. You don't have to go through everyone who was quoted along the chain. So the Gemara brings a raya that you don't have to mention all of the people along the chain. Amar of Nachum Yitzchak and Nami Tanina. We can learn that from a Mishnah in Maseches Peah that Amar Nachum Halavlar Kach Mekublani Mirabi Miyasha Shekibel Me Abba Shekibel Menazugos. That I heard from Rabbi Miyasha who was Mekablit from Abba, who is Mekablit from the Zugos Shekibel Menanavim, who in turn they were Mekablit and Navim. The Zugos were the pairs of Tanayim that are mentioned in Pirkei Avos that were Mekabel the Torah from Anshe Knesset Gedola. Right, it was Yoshi ben Yosef Yisrede and Yossi ben Yochanan Yishushlaim, Yeshua ben Prachya and Natan Arbeli, Yehuda ben Tabai and Shem ben Shetach, it was Shemai Vavtali, it was Hillel and Shammai, it was Zugos of Tanaim. So the first in each pairing of Zugos were Nesiim, and the second in each pairing of Zugos were an Av Beis Din. So that's why they're called the Zugos, because they were partners in terms of the leadership of the Jewish people. It was the Nasi and the Av Beis Din of the Jewish people. So he goes through the whole line that I heard from the Nachman Avla said, I heard from Rabbi Miyasha, who in turn heard from Abba, who in turn heard from all the Zugos, who in turn heard from the Nevi'im. Halach, L'moshe Misinai, going all the way back to Moshe Misinai, Bizorea Sheves V'chardol B'shnayim U'shosh Mekomos. That if a person plants two different types of vegetables in two or three spots in the field, Shenosin Peah Mikol Echad V'Echad, that he has to give Peah from each spot where it's planted, and he's not able to give Peah from one spot on all the other spots, because we don't view it as one big field. So from the fact that he goes through all the Doros, Vili Yoshua V'Kali V'la Kachashim, but he skipped someone. He didn't count the Nevi'im that were Mekabel from Kalev, who was one of the Kenim, and Kalev was Mekabel from Yeshua, who in turn was Mekabel from Moshe. So Shema Minah, so you see, you don't have to mention all of the Bali Shmua along the way. The Chidushe, the Chidah rather, in the Pesach Hiraim says, there are many places where the Gemara goes through four or five different Amoraim, Ishmi Piyish. So why is it only the first and the last? Meaning over here also, even though, right, he says, in this Mishnah, Maseches Peah, we mention everybody else, all the other Mavirei HaShmua, except for Yoshua V'Kalev. It's not like we just stick with the first guy and the last guy. So he says, you see from here that you don't have to mention Dafka only the first and last, but if you want to mention all of them, then Zachar L'Tov, it's a good thing to do. So that's why the Tana mentions the various Mavirei HaShmua, but he skips Yoshua and Kalev to teach me a din that you're not chayiv to go through the entire chain. And that's what you see Yerushalmi says in Masechet Shabbos, in the first paragraph of Masechet Shabbos, Yerushalmi says, Im at yochel l'shal shel ha-shmua ad Moshe Rabbeinu shil shela v'mlav tfos rishon ve'achron. And so you see that if you're able to do it, it's a wonderful thing. You may maybe gula li'olam that you're gonna quote all these different generations, but you don't have to quote all these different generations. Only the first and last you have to quote. But there was another interesting thing that came up over here. One of the people that was quoted in the Brisa, Rabbi Lezer, had said that he went to this place called Irdaskia, and he found someone by the name of Rabbi Shua ben Petarosh. So two things are unique about the name Petarosh. First of all, that the name Petarosh is not a name, it's two names. And second of all, that the name is Peter. Well, what kind of name is Peter? So in the Tshuvas Hillel Omer, he discusses, quoted in the back of the Masifta over here, in Yerodeh Simu Kofnun Hei, he discusses someone who wanted to call his child Peter after his grandfather, whether that's a Jewish name. So he says, well, the name Peter is not a new name that people have just come up with nowadays. It's Makor Makomo Tahar. He says that it comes from a Tahar source, because we find that one of the Balei Atosos was Rabbeinu Peter, and he lived in the time of Rabbeinu Tam. The Mordechai Maseches Gittin Oz Tov Samach Aleph quotes a Maisa of a Kohen that was Yotzak Mayim on the hands of Rabbeinu Tam, and the Talmud asked him that Mishtamish Bekuna, your Ma'al, so how are you allowed to get the Kohen to pour water on your hands? Why was Rabbeinu Tam allowed to do that? And Rishasak Rabbeinu Tam, and then Heshiv Rabbeinu Peter Zal. And Rabbeinu Peter was the one that answered. So apparently, he was from the Beis Din of Rabbeinu Tam, or he was a Chaver of Rabbeinu Tam, so he was a Chashva person. And we also find that Petrus was the father-in-law of Rabbi Shimon Levi and the father of Rabbi Yossi. And that which it says in our sugya, Peter Rosh was the father of Yeshua. And therefore, he says, you see that the name Peter is from the Shemos of Gedolei Yisrael. It's Anshe Shem. And if you find such a name among the Umos HaOlam, they stole it from us. That's what he says. If you find a guy named Peter, that was stolen from us, but it's Makar Makomo Tahar. Then he says, the Makar of this name is a Maisa Shahaya, that after Ben Bechor was born in Parshas Bo, and they called him to Torah, they would call before him the Parsha of Kaddish Li Kol Bechor, Peter Rechem, and so he called the name Peter because of his Bechorah. So that's where it comes from. Now over here it's Peter with a Tuf, not Peter with a Tess, so it's a little different, but he's assuming, I guess, a Sephardic pronunciation. And the other fascinating thing is that he has two names, that it's Peter Rosh. We don't find in Tanakh that people had two names. Even Yaakov, who was also Yisrael, was never referred to as both at the same time. So in the Yehuda writes that Rav Elazar HaKalir would sign Beribi. So he said that Beribi is just a title. You find that in Shas sometimes, where you have a Lashon Beribi, where it's just a title. But you do find Rishonim that have two names. And maybe Peter Rosh. Rosh is also just a title. It's not clear that Tosfos writes that Peter Rosh is Shnei Shemos. But it could be that Rosh was just an honorific that was given together with the name Peter. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah on the bottom of the page. We'll finish the parak tomorrow. Oh, yeah.